Welcome to the Behind Big Brother podcast. It's day minus nine in the Big Brother house, which means just one thing, that the Olympics are almost over.
We have to open the show with a correction. We're already up to episode two and issuing corrections. Last episode, we said the Big Brother shuffle promo was filmed in Ballarat.
It was actually incorrect.
Incorrect. It was actually Parramatta. Incorrect state. So I'm sorry, Ballarat, for saying that you guys take drugs. I'm sorry, Parramatta, for not giving you the limelight. And if anyone from the Australian Federal Police is listening, you need to send the task force to Parramatta. That's where the drugs are.
Yep. All of the drugs can be found in Parramatta. All the drugs that you've been looking for in Ballarat are in Parramatta.
Which leads us on to the next Big Brother Shuffle promo that just aired in the last few days. I'm quite liking the ad. I still don't understand this shuffle business, but...
Yeah, it's a nicely put together ad. I think it was kind of fun and energetic, and I don't know, the Prime Minister gag was kind of funny, and it's that thing of, like, I think it captures the fact that people are interested in the show, even the media around it. You know, the media bagged it out so much in the last series, as did we. But, you know, the media around it seems quite curious and interested in this season, and I think that promo captures it. But where it fits in with what the actual show is, I'm yet to discover. And I was thinking about it this week. If the shuffle business is tied into the launch, I'll probably want to commit suicide. Like, it's, if they shuffle onto the stage, I'm going to flip a table.
They've actually shuffled themselves to death. It's and I think I haven't really been watching the Olympics, but I can tell from the sort of sentiment on social media that people are getting pretty damn sick of the ads. They're really oversaturating them during the Olympic coverage. Whoever runs the official Big Brother Facebook posted a photo of a bus ad shell ad for the new launch, and it shows like Sonia boogieing on down with some random models behind her. The whole poster itself just says nothing about Big Brother, but people are so oversaturated with this concept now. All the first few comments just from average fans were saying, "What is this? Get it off. I don't understand. What is the shuffle?" And I don't really understand it either. I have this feeling that they sort of sat down with Sonia and they're like, "We need to do some promos. What do you think, Sonia?" And she says, "Well, I like to dance. I've danced before. Why don't we dance in the ads for Big Brother?" I mean, what?
The only line, well, there's that one line in the song that says, what is it? "Everybody in the house tonight," or something. Like, is that the only connection that they've found?
And the song's old, and it's been used in another reality TV show, of which name I forget, but, yeah.
I'd like to talk to the person that came up with it and just see, just ask what was the idea behind this? We are at shuffle saturation point, though. I think it's almost time to ban the word shuffle. Remember we banned a word on our old podcast? I can't remember what it was. Under the Radar or something? And we bleeped it out.
I think so.
It was knobby.
I think we were to come up with some kind of measurement for shuffling, like shuffs, we are oversaturated. We're at maximum shuff point.
Yeah, we've overshuffed. I've been shuffed within an inch of my life.
This rambling is just our confusion over the whole ad. Let's move on to the other ad that came out, and that was that very short promo where Sonia sort of steps out of the eye, the Big Brother eye, and then there's the other tagline that's come out of nowhere, "Be surprised."
Yeah, that's right. And they've used that. I think that is the one that's on the, I've seen it on a bus in Melbourne, going past the "Be surprised" one, as well as the shuffle promo one where Sonia's dancing. I really like the one of her walking outside of the eye. I think that one to me more encapsulates what Big Brother is. You know, she had a bit of a speaking role in it. It wasn't just a ridiculous dance, and she could introduce what this series is. And I think for some people, it's going to need an introduction. Some people didn't watch the previous series, or, you know, weren't old enough, or might not quite understand it. So there needs to be some kind of education around what is Big Brother and why is it coming back now?
Well, David, I don't like the ad.
Ooh.
I don't like ads that tell me how to feel. Sonia, who does she think she is? Walking out of a giant eye, telling me that I'll love the house, I'll love the housemates, and I'll be surprised. I mean...
Maybe you're not her key demographic anymore.
It's like, Missy, I will make up my own mind about the house and the housemates, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like this bad form of hypnotism. Like, Sonia might as well just be standing there, like, swinging a pocket watch to and fro. Like, I will love the house. I will love the housemates. I will be surprised. Like, and by the very definition of the word surprised, if you're told to be surprised, I don't think you can actually be surprised anymore.
No,
I think... Who do I need to write a complaint letter to about that?
I don't know, maybe Sonia herself? Maybe Sonia... I'm not sure. Maybe we should play the advert in reverse. There might be some kind of...
Satanic
message behind it, or some brainwashing going on.
In post-production, I'll insert it right here. Yeah.
While we're on promos and that kind of thing, maybe we should talk about this new campaign that they've launched on their Facebook page, the Slip Up Sonia, say that 10 times fast, which is the idea. People every Friday, I think they've said now, they want fans, people from the Brotherhood, which also, I'm not enjoying that term. Anyway, to go onto the Facebook page and nominate words like cunnilingus that Sonia, they'll put into Sonia's speech or into the auto cue, and she has to try not to slip up on it. I think this is quite a clever promo. There's quite a funny video on the official website with her introducing it. I quite like the idea.
I think it's a really good idea. I just hope that they follow through with it and do slip in some of the words. Obviously, I really don't think she's going to say cunnilingus on live television.
Onomatopoeia.
Can you imagine how she would try and fit that word in? Because if you remember back, Gretel was all about alliteration and strange metaphors. Mm. I can just imagine Sonia saying something like, will the housemates cunniling the house? Or that doesn't even make sense. Next topic.
Maybe one of the housemates will give cunnilingus to another of the housemates, and she won't even be slipping it in. She'll just be, can you say cunnilingus on a PG show? Probably not. Well, the only thing I'm a bit confused about, and maybe it hints as to something that they're going to do on Friday, is that they were very specific about it being on a Friday. And the EPG guides that came out today have said that there will be a daily show on a Friday. And traditionally, it was a shorter daily show, and then they did a Friday Night Live or something, because Friday isn't huge on Friday night isn't huge on free-to-air. Like, MasterChef was never on a Friday. There was that kind of cooking show, and they kind of save it up for the rest of the week or to push it to a Sunday night show. So quite interested to see what will happen on a Friday, if it'll just be a regular show, if that's just the dedicated day to do it.
The other thing to come out of this Slip Up Sonia business is the video that they produced to go along with it. It gives us a bit of a hint of how Sonia's going to host the show, her hosting style, and I wasn't really won over. She seemed a bit robotic. She seemed to be relying on a teleprompter very heavily, whereas Gretel sort of had a presence on stage, and I know at various points there was times where the teleprompter broke down or she had to be fed lines through her earpiece, and she handled it quite well. I don't have that much confidence in Sonia though.
Yeah, I must admit, I've not seen a lot of her hosting style. I haven't watched anything else that she's hosted, but she did look a little bit awkward. It was all done in one shot, I'll give her that, she looked a little bit awkward the way she was holding her hands, and it was interesting to see that set thing and the eye kind of behind her and how she might host a nomination show or something like that, but... Yeah,
Then again, I mean, she does mornings and that's live, so...
But is that more of an interview thing? Like, or is she the host?
You know, to be honest, I've never really watched mornings. I don't know.
I think she gets interviewed by those other morning show hosts about something. I don't know. Like, it's a segment.
Oh, right.
No, I don't know. We'll have to research that. I don't. Who watches morning television? I have a job. As we get closer to the launch, the advanced EPG guides come out and give us a bit of an idea of how the first week will pan out on screens. We know the show's going to be at 7 o'clock, as usual. But interesting for me, is the fact that the pre-recorded launch, so it happens on the Sunday, it's on our screens on the Monday, is only going to be 90 minutes long, which, to introduce 14 housemates, a new house, a new host, I'm sure there'll be some kind of, like, a montage of the house being decrepit after the end of Series 8. And, you know, it's kind of going to be a bit of a what's been happening since. I don't know if 90 minutes is enough time.
Well, I am predicting that maybe not all the housemates will go in on the first night. Because the following night, there is another one-hour special.
Mm.
When they might throw the rest in then.
Yeah.
Because remember back in Big Brother 3, actually in a couple of seasons, in Big Brother 3 and Big Brother 8, they didn't put everyone in at the same time.
Mm. Yeah. The second special on Tuesday does get me wondering. They'd have done that thing where they, you know, after a day, the housemates evict someone and they only end up being in there for a day, which could be quite interesting. But, I don't know. Yeah. Interesting. We'll see. I just think cutting it down to 90 minutes, like the taping will take hours, but that's not a lot of time to cram in. I know it fits in with my whole idea of why the hell do they even not, why aren't they doing the launch live anyway? That I don't understand. Unless it's some big secret that has to be tied into the housemates have being in there a day.
Well, let's talk about that now. The launch show, you will, if you have tickets to the launch show, apparently you're going to have to check your phones in, leave them tagged with security. We've even heard word that there'll be pat downs and you'll be frisked, full body cavity searches, the whole shebang.
Everything. You have to go through a full medical. I hope there's security guards in the Dreamworld car park because everyone's phones and everything are going to be in the cars, ripe for the picking. I don't know. This is 2012. You can't tell people that they can't bring their phones in. And there's that stupid your eyes only hashtag that little slurry little sister has incorporated. I'm not okay with it. What is the hesitation behind doing a live show? Yes, they run over and you never know what could happen. But that's the point. This, if anything, this is reality TV. Why can't they take a gamble on doing something live? I have a really hard time trying to figure that out. Just providing audiences with that experience. From all I can understand, they're going to do auditions. I mean, not auditions, evictions live. Why not the launch? That's what you've got a whole crowd there for. I don't, it really irks me the wrong way.
I feel that the producers have copped out a bit with this, like trying to revive the series, but then trying to control it. So, ironically, like the Big Brother character in the first place,
Yeah, they want it to look a certain way. They want to make sure all of the sequences are right. Like, I don't know.
And full disclosure, in previous years, people have been texting us updates from the taped launch, which we have then put on the website. I mean, fair enough. If no one has any information while the launch is happening, we'll just post it on the website afterwards. I think the bigger issue is that there's a mentality there that it's still just on your television, but a lot has changed since Big Brother left our TV screens. Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's on Facebook and Twitter. These type of events lend themselves to being very heavily involved in social media. So I don't know why they're prohibiting people becoming part of the show, because that was the premise of Big Brother in the first place.
And why not maximize having a live audience there, tweeting things and get a hashtag going and that kind of stuff at the launch, as opposed to trying to feed that in later for while everyone's watching a launch that was pre-recorded the day before and then condensed into 90 minutes, which is less than that with ads. It's going to be, you know, about an hour worth of actual footage.
We have a new segment on the podcast and we're calling it As Seen on the Official Big Brother Facebook page. We're just highlighting a few posts that we've noticed that would be of interest to you.
With over 100,000 fans, there's some real quality content coming through on the official Facebook page. Take it away.
So the first post we have is from Harley Schenk.
Schenk.
There better be dumb, sexy bimbo chicks or I ain't watching. That's the whole reason why people watch Big Brother. Thanks, Harley.
What a gem. The next is from Joey Gockman, a sim, which says, in all capitals with a number of exclamation marks and question marks, me clowning away. Emotional abuse is child abuse. Do not punish your children just to get back to your ex or shuffle the fuck out of here. With attached is a picture of a clown.
And there were several other posts from him. As much as we could ascertain, he tried to get on the show but was rejected and is very angry about it. The next post is from Kat Wright, who says, next year, my husband and me both love Go On.
This is my favourite from Josh Guerrero. Getting wet just thinking about it.
Jeremy Groth writes, Please answer me this. What the hell does shuffling have to do with Big Brother?
We don't know either. We really do not know. This is a really excellent one from Nick Dawson. Just wanted to say that the person that is running this Big Brother shuffle, this shuffle is the worst shuffle ever to be seen by people. This isn't the way a shuffle... It looks retarded, and it is retarded. But worst of all, it looks like you are having a spastic attack standing up. Like, seriously, guys, you should really change it. It should have been hardstyle shuffle, not this gay LMFAO crap. And then in capitals, hardstyle shuffle is the way it's meant to be.
Right on.
And we agree.
Intermixed with all of these posts, there's a lot of children, photos and videos of children being posted as they try to do a shuffle, and it's cute, apparently. So someone writes, Big Brother, you are sick. Allowing child pornography to be on this wall is criminal behaviour, and you will be reported to the police. Tracy and Mark, who posted it, will be reported to the police too. Maybe there was something sus posted, but... That's not here or there.
No, who knows? Who knows? There are a lot of children shuffling, and I don't know, maybe one or two. It's kind of cute, but any more than that, not interested.
This ain't a childcare centre. This is Big Brother.
Hardstyle shuffle is the way it's meant to be. Kids cannot hardstyle shuffle.
So I'm quite sure we're up to the lockdown phase of the show.
Yes. So lockdown is tomorrow. Apparently the housemates, or the potential housemates, had until 1 p.m. today to decide whether they were going into the next phase, which is lockdown. What happens is they are flown from their capital city to the Gold Coast, and they can bring a friend with them. And they head into a hotel room where essentially their Big Brother experience begins. They're not allowed to watch television. They're not allowed to read the newspaper. They're not allowed to use the internet. It's just them and the potential housemate, their plus one, and a security guard preventing them from joining the outside world. So in previous years, there's often been more than the number of housemates that are going into the house taken into lockdown. And then just to kind of, I don't know, keep it from getting out or something. But it's happening. We're getting closer. They're going to be in lockdown, and next week we get to see who's been picked.
There are usually some backups put in lockdown as well. I remember back in 2003, there was a housemate who didn't show up for the launch, or she was on the launch but didn't end up going to the house. And after a few weeks, the housemates were sort of like, oh yeah, where is she? Turns out she didn't show up for lockdown, and then she had another chance to go on the show as an intruder, but then she just didn't show up. So there's definitely some backups. I'd say there's 14 housemates, so there's probably between 16 and 18 people going into lockdown today.
That'd be pretty shit if you went all the way to lockdown. They're like, oh, by the way, you're not going in. You might be an intruder. Actually, I remember the intruders from maybe last season or the season before had gone into the original lockdown phase and then had been asked to come back. And all intruders have to go into a period of lockdown as well. And lockdown is to trim out the last bit of fat. Like, if you can't cope with the lockdown, then you're not going to be going into the house. But also, if the launch was the first night that you went into a house where you weren't able to have your phone on you, you were kind of blocked out from the world, it wouldn't make for great television. The first few days would be people freaking out, you know, they would have just come off. Another thing they're allowed to do is smoke. You're not allowed to smoke in the house. So as of lockdown, I think the no smoking rule is enforced, because no one wants to deal with, you know, tobacco, addicted people like gurning, withdrawing for the first few weeks. Although it does make for some good arguments when people are going through withdrawals, but that's all happening now. And yeah.
And on the topic of lockdown, it was reported this week, sort of out of thin air, I don't know where this came from, that Ruby J, I don't know how to pronounce her surname, was in lockdown and was going to go on the show. That's not going to happen now, obviously, because she's been named. But I was sort of thinking, she looks like the rejects from the ad.
Yeah.
She's busty. She is dyed blonde.
I was glad to read that article, because if she was going to go into the house, she's definitely not now. And that's definitely not the character that I would like to see in the house. But I also wondered whether it was just a PR exercise in her own, you know, she seems like a little bit of a lady about town, wants to work up a name for herself. And she definitely did go to auditions. There were photos in the article from that. It was an interesting one to read. But the moment that any housemates are announced, any details leak, that person is immediately removed. They're not allowed to. It ruins the whole surprise of the launch night.
The whole reason people go onto Big Brother is because they want the attention, they want the fame. This week, I think it's Little Sis, that skank, has been trying to convince us that the housemates are competitive and are there for the prize money. Don't think so. They're basically, everyone who goes on Big Brother has a streak of fame whore about them. There's no two ways about it.
Everyone wants to win. And yeah, the housemates come out and say, oh, it's really hard because now we're all friends, and you constantly get that thing in nominations of, I don't want to nominate everyone, everyone's my friend. Yeah, I'm not denying that. But also, you go into it, yeah, there's prize money attached. There's something is going to come out of it. You're going to have some element of fame if you win this show. It's a very well-known show. Yeah, you have to have that streak of fame whore about you, or you wouldn't have auditioned. You wouldn't have gone to a group audition and shown yourself off, jerked yourself off in a circle while the producers watched.
Do you think the housemates stay friends after the show? I really don't think so.
I don't know if you could. It's such a manufactured thing to... It's like going to high school. I don't know anyone that I knew in high school, because you just have to make friends because you are in this place where there's no point of return. I think for some people they might, but after you're evicted, and if you're evicted and your best friend in the house isn't evicted until the very end, there's a big gap in your friendship and an experience that you haven't been a part of. I think maybe being on Big Brother is an experience to share with not many other people, but I can't imagine at the reunion that maybe they have a reunion every few years that people...
That should be filmed.
Yeah.
That should be filmed and put on TV.
Should be done in the Big Brother house. But I think it would be a lot of standing in the corner, eating canapes and sipping champagne and trying not to talk to anyone.
Yeah, and a lot of uncomfortable silences. Like, oh yeah, remember that time you turkey slapped me? Yeah. And then it pretty much ruined your reputation for several years after.
Yeah. Remember that time that we were in that house together?
And we were living?
Yeah.
Remember that time we fought over the last slice of bread? Because even the smallest things become arguments in the Big Brother house. I wouldn't want to face anyone that I,
had a tiff with. Speaking of turkey slapping, that's not an easy segue, but an announcement is that Behind Big Brother has launched our recap section, which has been many, many years in the making and has survived through many server crashes and legal threats and all sorts of things. But the recap archive is back. We've got 2003, 2005, 2006, and 2008.
So there's definitely some gaps, and we have quite a few episodes of Up Late recapped as well. But we don't have them catalogued yet. It's very time-consuming to get them online. So we're slowly punching away at it.
Hmm.
And we only started the recaps in 2003. 2004, we had a massive server crash that year and lost a lot. And 2007, I think we stopped recapping in protest.
In protest, yeah. I've started going over 2008, which is actually really quite fascinating to read through and go through that whole experience again. So if you want to take a trip down memory lane, just have a read of the launch night recap. Ooh, just banged the desk.
If you're a really big fan of the show, it's quite a trip to put an hour aside and then just read through an entire season within 1 hour. You'll notice there's sort of certain cycles of arguments and happenings in the house and how how people are feeling. There's the cycles around nominations. So typically people nominate and then they feel really guilty. Then nominations are announced and then this feeling of, oh, my friends are against me because I nominated. And then by the end of the week, the nominated people they're over it, and they, in a lot of cases, surprisingly high number of cases, they say, I don't care if I go. And then the next day they are evicted, and then they really do care in the end. And then everyone's sad, and then the next day when nominations happen again, everyone's forgotten about that person in most cases, and then the cycle begins. So there's the nomination cycle, nomination/evictions. There's always fights about food approximately every 2 weeks. I will do some infographs and put together some statistic packages. I'm writing a PhD on it right now. But it's quite interesting. Just consume an entire season within an hour or two. It's great to do with a bottle of wine.
Definitely. We highly, highly recommend that. Also, there's also the highlights of Australian Big Brother, like we mentioned earlier. The turkey slap moment, Farmer David coming out is quite a good one.
Michael having a fight on live television with Gretel. That's great. We have transcript word for word.
Yeah, there's the transcript, which is excellent to read. And then also a lot of it is on YouTube. If you want to, a lot of seasons and a lot of clips are from the show are available on YouTube. So take a trip down memory lane, get amped up for Big Brother 2012 and check out the recap archive.
Hopefully we can sort of start bringing those YouTube clips into the archive as well. And we have those gaps. So if there is anyone out there who has old episodes and can make them available to us or wants to recap, if you want to recap them yourself, please get in touch because, yeah, we've still got a fair way to go with that thing.
We'd love to make the thing complete. And I think it, you know, we're dedicated fans at the root of it. We really love it. So we want it to be a complete archive.
And we basically have 1 week to go. So yay team.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the Olympics to be over. I'm excited for it to be back. I'm looking forward to sharing many, many bottles of wine while yelling at the screen during nominations and evictions, that kind of thing, live shows. I'm actually, one of the things I'm really looking forward to is, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but is seeing how Sonia Kruger holds it together and what new elements of the production team, what they're gonna bring in. We know the executive producer now had worked on the show for many, many years and is now in kind of a higher role. And so he's been around it for previous seasons. So I want to see what he is bringing into it and what other people who might have worked on the show before are bringing in, learn from their mistakes, if you will.
Go team.
Go team.
So we'll end this episode of the podcast. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to leave with some feedback we received from Behind Big Brother user Sosky, who said, "I've now convinced myself that I must have a glass of red while listening to these podcasts. Makes me feel, I don't know, fresh." We couldn't agree more.
Couldn't agree more. Stay fresh. Drink red wine. Or white wine, actually. Any type of wine. Or alcoholic beverage. Drink it all. Get on.
1. So our featured beverage for this week isn't actually alcoholic because it is Sunday afternoon and we're not ready
it's
to start.
It's Saturday.
I need a drink. Shit.
Yeah, you definitely need a drink.
Okay, it's Saturday afternoon. It's too early to start drinking yet. We'll be getting there, but we settled for some standard coffees. So this week the featured beverage is soy flat white.
Yep, on both accounts. And also I think it's kind of apt actually because I'm sure a lot of coffee will be being consumed within the Big Brother compound as they polish the doorknobs, not a metaphor, and finish up the house before letting in the housemates next week. So Godspeed production team, Godspeed.